Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm so glad you're here. My name's Pam Bright. I am your hostess for this particular show, the Empower Me Show, and I'm here with my dear friend, Erin Goodson. And we just met, actually, really recently in a wonderful spiritual circle where we got to do some crafts and some other yummy energy work together and found out that we have a little bit more in common than just crafting. So I'm so glad you're here, Erin, and we're going to get into your story in a little bit. But what I can tell you folks that are listening is that Erin is also a massage therapist and is studying to be a naturopath. So that's very exciting to be on this journey with her. And before we get started, this is our full body system wellness episode. And so because we're looking at how to integrate the physical body with the spiritual tools that we have available and our spiritual essence, I think it's really vital that we ground and center ourselves, as I do with every show, because I need it personally. And then I hope that you need it as well, so that we can just separate ourselves from anything that's stressful, anything that might get in the way of this time together. So if you're in a position where you can close your eyes, that's really great, because that helps you to go within and really get grounded and centered in who you are as this spiritual being having a human experience. So go ahead and allow yourself to just close your eyes. If you can't close your eyes, if you need to be awake and you need to be present, then go ahead and do that, but focus on my voice. And allow that breath, that very soothing breath that connects us individually and collectively together. Feeling that breath coming into the body. Imagine that it's coming actually up from the earth herself, and she's breathing you, bringing her energy up into your body, connecting to your breath. Filling your lungs, and then out, and allowing that breath to go all the way through you back down to her. I say her because we think of the earth as our mother, Mother Earth. She's also known as Gaia. She's also our guardian. She's the one that protects us and takes care of us every day of our lives, having this adventure called human experience. And again, bring her energy all the way up through the bottoms of your feet. Connecting with her actually allows you to feel yourself being supported. So as that energy comes up through your feet, it comes into your legs. Imagine that those roots are really strong in your feet and they connect to the roots of her earth. And then they connect up into your legs, which becomes your veins and your muscles and your tendons, your bones even. And then bring that energy up into the torso, filling that entire torso with love and light from the earth's core. Feeling her support. And then bring that up into your heart center, filling that up with love and light. And then up into the head and the crown of your head up at the top. And then put your hands up to the sky and feel those branches of that beautiful tree going up into the sky and connecting to the stars. And as I'm doing that, I'm feeling that energy of the stars and wanting to connect in with those codes that are so beautiful from the light language that helps us to center in. And as you breathe, just listen to the sound of my voice and allow yourself to come back into that place of soul. And then come right back into your heart space, feeling yourself a little bit more grounded and centered, ready to take on this day in a new way, because this is a new moment. Oh. So as we come back into this space, welcome back. And I am so excited to be talking to Aaron today about, first of all, I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about when you hear full body system wellness?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me. I'm delighted to be here today, and that was a lovely meditation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Full body wellness to me is every aspect of my presence, our presence in this waking life. From the food we eat, to our work, to movement, the spiritual element, sleep, who we surround ourselves with, connecting with nature. I mean, it's just a really broad category in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it includes a lot.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, so when that term came to me, I think it was back in 2020 actually. I'd heard of holistic health, and I'd heard about holistic healing, and I've heard about the full body, you know, the mind body spirit connection. And I thought, well, we're a full body. Like, if we're connecting everything together, doesn't it make sense that we're a full body system? We're not just one thing. It's not just bones and muscles and tissue. We're actually systems within systems. And my whole world is about being well in every aspect, right? So this term came to me through meditation and through connection of the Full Body System Wellness Program, which is something we're developing as we speak right now. And the wellness system, I think, is really vital for us as human beings to not only look at what it means to be healthy in the way we eat, or the way we sleep, or the way that we communicate, or the way that we talk to ourselves, but it's really bringing everything together into one system, right? So as we think about this full body system wellness, we actually are looking at how do we talk to ourselves, our various parts, our pains and our anguishes and our sorrows and our excitement and that wrinkle that just showed up on our face, and you know, whatever it is that we're looking at with the full body system. What is the way that we view that? And our view, the way that we think and the way that we speak, actually dictates kind of dictates the way that we feel, you know? So it's not only mind over matter, but it's really intention. Like, what's your intention, you the listener? What's your intention for your wellness? What's your intention for your daily life? What is your intention for being a fully expressed human being on this planet today? That's what excites me. And that's what I really love about this work is, you know, let's pull out all of the things, all of the ways that we can express ourselves and get support for ourselves and really align with the spiritual energies that will support us in doing the work that we're here to do, right? So we are just going to continue on here with Erin and find out, how did you get started with your path and really listen to you about kind of some tools that you use on a regular basis for your wellness and how you handle the stress of life. So let's take a little break. And when we come back, we'll talk to Erin about those things and kind of see what we can do for the next step in our evolution, our next step in our awakening, our next step in being of service to others. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. This is our full body system wellness episode. And I'm here with my dear friend, Erin Goodson. She's our massage therapist and studying to be a naturopath in life. And so she's got a lot of cool energy systems that she uses and really is on a journey of discovery when it comes to who she is and who she's here to serve. And Aaron, I would love to have you share with the listeners kind of what brought you to this point of life where you are on this trajectory of healing and being of service.
Oh, thanks, Pam. It's been quite a journey, and I'm delighted to be a part of it. I was diagnosed 20 years ago, nearly, with MS, and I did the conventional mainstream protocol for a very long time, about 10 years, and it just never landed completely for me. And so I'm a curious creature and continued searching for other ways of living that were not obvious or in my wheelhouse, if you will. And that led me to nutrition. I started looking at whole foods and choosing how to take care of myself. Every time I put a bite of food in my mouth, felt really empowering. It felt like it was something that I could choose multiple times a day, that I had control over, that I had intentionality behind. And that's seems really basic when I say it now. It's been so long ago, but that's really what started the journey that I'm on now. I changed my lifestyle. I met a naturopath and started working with them, used homeopathy, supplements, herbs, food, exercise, and really started looking at where I was spending time, who I was spending time with. I was in a corporate career in a high-rise building in Houston, Texas. And I just really started bit by bit looking at all of it. And then things started opening. I started hearing messages about my path and where to go next and what was serving me and what was not serving me. Those things became pretty obvious pretty quickly. And so I decided to leave my career and leave Texas. And I moved to Portland, Oregon in 2018 to study nutrition. And then came here to Washington in 2018 to study naturopathic medicine. And along the way, picked up massage and family constellation work and soul healing.
Wow, that's a remarkable story. So what occurred to me as you were talking is everybody has to start somewhere, right? There comes a point in everyone's life, this has been my experience of humanity, is that everyone comes to a point where they realize something like an event happened, right? Which gives us pause to look at our lives, right? I'm sure everyone who's listening can remember that point of time or think back, and maybe there were several points of time where events happened, you realized, oh gosh, I can't continue living the way I've been living, because it's not going to work for me any longer. And we don't always know that consciously when that choice happens. But if you haven't gone through that yet, I promise you, you will go through that eventually at one point of life or another. And every time that happens, and I definitely had it happen to me, I have had that opportunity to say, wow, okay, am I going to continue this way, or am I going to make a choice? Am I going to make a conscious choice for something new? And oftentimes for me, it was, I don't have any idea how to change this, but I know someone who does. And I had already started a spiritual practice at that point. I was fumbling along and kind of unsure and not really knowing what I was doing, but I had a sense of there's a God that I can pray to. I was taught that early on in life. This was different. This was like starting to have an awakening, starting to have a relationship, starting to have, you know, a conscious knowing that there was something outside of myself that could help me. And so with that connection, my life changed. Would you say that that started pretty early for you, that connection, or did it come at kind of the same time as you realized, oh, the food thing, and I have this condition that they said that I have, and all of that? Was that the point, or was it sooner or later?
It was actually later. I was very much in my head and living sort of up here. And, you know, I had built this career that I was doing really well with in a corporate environment. And so I was not aware of what I'm aware of now. And at some point in time, the nutrition, I think, helped open me up. Like, just starting there helped open me up to, like, oh, wow, I feel clearer. I feel lighter. I feel, you know, more in my body. And then I was able to kind of look around and pay attention. And I was walking in the woods in California, looking at a beautiful sequoia tree. And I was just standing there. I'd never seen a forest like this before. I grew up on the Gulf Coast of Texas, where it's flat. And so I was in the mountains looking at this beautiful tree. And I just heard a voice that said, hey, Erin, you got to leave your job. It's time. It's time to do something else. And I was like, oh, no. No. You can't unhear that, you know? And it just was very clear. And I would say that it was probably the first time I heard that voice so clearly and so deeply in my soul. And I couldn't unhear it. I couldn't unknow those words. And so I just said, okay, what do I need to do to what's next? And so I started figuring out what else is out there? What else do I want to do with my life? This life that I have.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about, folks, is, you know, that in Alcoholics Anonymous, which is a group that I went to for a long time, and it saved my life when it comes to, you know, my demise in alcoholism. But they'd have a lot of wisdom in that program. And one of the things that they talk about in what they call their big book of Alcoholics Anonymous is we come to a turning point. And it's that point in time when, you know, we're going along, and all of a sudden something happens, and we can't not hear that voice. We can't not get it that something's happening, right? And we have to, like, we either listen and make a choice and ask for help, or we go along and stumble and fall. But eventually we're going to run into that same thing again and again and again and again and again. So we, in this particular show, talk about empowerment. We talk about how can I, as an awakened soul, awakening soul, make conscious choices about my life so that I can move forward with ease and grace and courage and bravery. So you heard that voice. You said, now what? So what was the first step that you took after you heard that voice?
I just started researching different professions and opportunities to increase my, you know, my education. Like, what's even out there? What do I even want to do? And I landed on nutrition. It was the thing that pulled me out of the life I was living. And it was a very deep connection for me. And it was something that I could choose every day. So I chose nutrition, and I needed a lot of prerequisites to get there academically. And so I just started doing those things. What do I need to do to get to that place where I can say I have a degree in nutrition? I'm an expert in nutrition. And so I did those things.
Nice. I love it. So we are going to hear more from Erin in a little bit, but I wanted to let you guys know that we are also doing a live call-in show. I've opened this up to every episode now. So if you have questions for Erin or you have questions for me about what is this full body system wellness thing that I'm talking about, then call 1-800-930-2819 and ask us any questions that you have if you are in need of healing or some help in any avenue of your life. We're available to you. We will hopefully give you some tips that you can take with you on your journey from here forward. But we will be back in a couple minutes.
Are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I'm Pam Bright, and I am here with my dear friend, Erin Goodson. And I say dear friend because she is a dear. The first time I met her, we just clicked. And that might have been because we're both massage therapists. I'm not currently practicing massage therapy. I gave up that career in 2020, but I did that for 25 years, and it was an amazing journey for me. And so it's still kind of in my soul, the whole journey of massage and spiritual work and kind of combining them together and everything. And as we go on these spiritual adventures, you know, our true essence and our true path really opens up and allows us to discover why we're here and what we're supposed to do for humanity. or for the animals, or for the waters, or for the trees, or, you know, whatever our goal is, whatever our path is, opens up to us as we awaken and become our spiritual selves. So I would love to hear from you, Erin. How did massage come into your life, and how is it going now compared to when you first started with it?
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey. So I am, as you've mentioned, a naturopathic doctorate student, and our school, my school, has a connection with Bellevue Massage School, and they offer massage therapy in the summer as an intensive. And it was not on my radar. It was not part of my plan. And then I was really struggling in my hands-on clinical skills, palpation, all those aspects of the naturopathic program. And I thought, well, maybe it would be a good idea to have my hands on more people to be more comfortable with that, to kind of settle into that. Because as a physician, I will be doing a lot of hands-on work. And so I just said, okay, I don't have anything going on this summer. I'll just check it out and see how it goes. And it was hard, and it was intimidating, and it was a struggle. And then it wasn't. I'm not sure what shifted. But I will say that when I walk into a room, I drop with a client, I drop into some other space that I was not even aware of was available. And my clients are amazing. And it's such a gift to connect with people in this way. And what I've heard from a lot of clients is, I'm not sure what just happened, but I feel really good. I feel really in my body. I've been told I have magic hands, you know, just these are just things I was not aware of that were available for me to share with others. It's a whole new layer of my journey.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So what it sounds like to me is that there was a point of surrender again. You know, you came to another turning point in your life where you realized that, okay, this thing isn't working. I'm stuck in school. I need to get through this part of school. But, oh, they have this thing called massage that they offer. So maybe that could be a way to kind of bring it together. Not knowing, you decided to jump in. That was a turning point. That was a step of an action step of faith. And I often talk about taking that action step of faith in trust and allowing the universe, the spirit of the universe, to guide us in what we're here to do and what we're supposed to be doing next. And it isn't always easy. It's not always easy, but when we do that, we actually get the support that our bodies are craving. So what does it mean to be out of body in your experience?
In my experience, I couldn't tell you how I was feeling, what I needed, what I wanted. I just couldn't connect with my soul and my being. Everything was outside of me. Everything was because of that thing over there, or this thing over here, or I was totally detached from here, from me. And so everything was sort of out there outside of me. I sort of remember what it was like, but not really. It's hard for me to reconnect to that piece.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so very different from how my life is today. Like it could be more different.
I got that. So Thank you for sharing that. And being out of body is really different for every person. A lot of times what happens for folks, if you're hearing this about out of body and something goes ding, just listen to my words and something will click in. Many of us who have had trauma in our lives experience being out of body. It's a survival tool. It's not something conscious that we do. We say, oh, I think I'm just going to exit. No, we don't do that. But our souls know how to be out of body, because being in body is new, right? Not that we haven't been here before in body, but when our souls are used to being infinite and eternal, that is a reality for us. So that seems more normal a lot of times than being inside of this human vessel. Feels constricted, feels like you can't breathe sometimes. It feels, you know, feels weird. It feels like uncomfortable, you know, like how do I function in this thing called a body, right? So for me, this is what happened when I was very young, is that I learned how to just take off so that I could function in the dysfunction of my life. And that happened very young. And so I learned how to function without functioning, if this makes sense to you. So I put on the facade that life was going along and I was just fine and you didn't really know me and I was very shy and so you didn't really get me. You didn't get to me. So I would come to you when I wanted to come to you, but you couldn't get to me. So as I say, this is a survival mechanism that many of us learn early on in life. And through a process of remembering that I'm in this world and I need to be in my body to be in this world, it took on even more importance when I started opening up spiritually and realizing, you know, asking myself the question of who am I and why am I here? When those two questions emerged, I realized that, oh, I've got to be in a body if I'm going to do the work that I'm here to do. Right? So with that, then it takes on a whole new understanding, if you will, about the importance of being a spiritual being, having a human experience. We've got to be able to do both. This is why we're talking about this full body system wellness program, right? The programming that we choose instead of having it chosen for us. So with all of that being said, and realizing that now you're in a different place of being in body, what's available to you? Being in body and doing massage and being a spiritual woman in service to others.
I mean, what's not available is what I think about. I have access to what I'm meant to do here. I have access to supporting others, walking with others. I have access to live full out, like a full version of my life. Not that shy, I can relate to that shy, reduced version of who I am. And I get to be here in this actual life that I have right now. I get to be here, not over there surviving or over there, you know, getting by or hiding. In all the ways that I learned very strategically to hide. I get to be here with you. I get to be with my clients. I get to be with my friends and my family.
So it sounds like you're living a life of choice now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of choice in my life.
That's excellent. And that's very different for a lot of people, especially when we go along and we are reacting to the world and reacting to circumstances and reacting to, you know, everything under the sun, the news and media and our neighbors and, you know, our teachers and our bosses and everything in our world. When that is the only thing we know, a life of choice seems so far away, right? So what if in this moment, folks, this very moment, this could be the moment of choice where you, as the listener and the watcher of this program, could actually make a new decision. I now choose to live my life consciously. Let's just breathe into that, okay? Just allow that to sink in. I now choose, and you can even say this out loud. I won't judge you at all. I don't think Aaron will judge you either.
Absolutely not.
Just go ahead and say it out loud. I now choose this life. I now choose to make choices consciously. Then take a nice deep breath in and let that go all the way through the body. As you do that, you are actually rearranging your cellular structure. You're giving a commandment to your body system to listen, right? If you don't like that word commandment, then use a different word. I'm now choosing to let my body system know that it's okay to be consciously aware, to be consciously making decisions, to be making a different choice in who I hang out with, in the kind of jobs that I have, in what I eat, in how I sleep, in my stress, right? In the whole way that we function in life, right? How does that feel for you, folks? You want to have a conversation? Call us up. 1-800-930-2819. Just give us a call and say, let's have a conversation about it. Let's open up the isolation and the thinking we have to do it all by ourselves. Let's have this dialogue really be ongoing. Isn't that what you do with the family constellation work, is really open the lines of communication within ourselves and with other people?
Yeah. Family constellation work is another layer of this journey that has really opened me up to another perspective of a healing opportunity. And what family constellation work is to me is taking things in my family system that I may or may not be aware of, that may or may not be visible in the stories we tell about our ancestors or the stories we know of those who came before us. And it's sort of allowing those stories to come forward that were not healed previously in previous generations, and giving them a place to heal now, today, so that I don't have to keep living the same pattern of whoever came before me. I get another choice by allowing that healing to come forward through family constellation work. That's really mm-hmm. remarkable.
And how did you find out about this kind of work?
My first quarter in the naturopathic program, I fell on my face. I did not do well at all. I came in with all these expectations and all these type A, very corporate skills, and thought, I'm going to just knock this out of the park. And that is not what happened. I failed five classes. in my first quarter. And I thought, oh dear, what have I done? This is the thing I was supposed to do, and I'm not doing very well with it. And so I started looking, I started asking questions, I was seeking out mentorship, and I found a family constellation facilitator here in Washington, and she does soul healing and family constellation work. And I had no idea what any of that meant. I'd never heard of it before. And I was desperate, I would say. I didn't know where else to turn. And so again, these turning points that you've mentioned, I just took a leap of faith and made an appointment and started working with her one-on-one and attended my first constellation circle. And it transformed something that I'm not even sure is describable. It really shifted how I was looking at these patterns in my life with failure, with relationships, with success, with resources, and how these things that seemed to just be a part of me actually probably came and were established long before I was even a thought.
Mm.
And how they repeat in my family system over and over in similar and sometimes different ways. And why were we all doing these things? Why was, like, I could look back and like, wow, we all do these things. Interesting. And so I really started to disentangle what was sort of tied up in this carried family system pattern.
Okay. So that's really fascinating. And I love that you trusted the direction that you were guided to go. And trust is such a huge piece of healing. Trust is a huge piece of healing personally. It's also a big piece of moving forward in service, right? So when we're asking ourselves, who am I and what am I here to do? We really need to look at our trust level. Okay. So when we say, okay, I am not, it's not working just doing life alone with just myself. I need a help from a higher power. I need help from a God. I need help from a book. I need help from a piece of music or a friend. I need help. We've got to be willing to take that first step of trust. Once we do that, we allow in something different into our lives. So when we let go of the how, of what it's supposed to look like, and our reactionary ways of being, our automatics, if you will, then we open ourselves up to possibility and enchantment and aliveness and adventure and really a life of wonder. And that's been my experience in my life and from everybody that I've talked to about this awakening process. It's really lovely. So how do you bring massage and food and this amazing ancestry and family biological system work together? How do you bring it all together into this service package that you provide?
I can tell you, I don't bring it together. Spirit does that for me. Thank goodness.
Nice.
I really feel like it helps me meet people where they are. So some people, massage is really familiar and they know what it's like to go have a massage and that's familiar. And so they book up an appointment and, you know, spirit doesn't leave when I'm, you know, in a massage with a client. Spirit is there with me guiding and helping. I mean, I know the intellectual anatomical components, but something else also happens. And sometimes that's what people that's where they are and that's what they're available for. Some people are not interested in touch, or they haven't ever had a massage, or whatever the reason, massage is not the way in, but they really would like to make different choices with their food. And that's something that you do every day, you know, multiple times a day. You can choose you over and over and over. And that is where they are. And so I'm very familiar with what that looks like. It is part of my journey. And it's really easy for me. It's exciting. I love food and cooking and helping people see that they have a lot of choice there. And it's really empowering. And then there are some people who are like, whoa, what is this family constellation thing? Tell me more. I'm so curious and interested. I have no idea what it means, but, you know, or they've heard of it before and they know about constellation work. And so I feel like all three of these things, they're not separate and different for me. But sometimes massage lands for someone, nutrition consultation lands for someone, family constellation work lands for someone. Okay. And so they're all available. And for me, they're not separate things. They're all part of the same thing. It's just another way in.
Okay, awesome. So if somebody was curious about working with you, how would they go about that? So they would call you, they would get to your website, and then they'd say, you know, they have a conversation with you, and then you'd kind of let Spirit guide where you start?
Yeah, so I have a website. It's E-R-I-A-N Goodson, G-O-O-D-S-O-N.com. And so you can contact me there. I offer 30-minute discovery calls to just make a connection with people and see if we are fit to work together and if what I do is, you know, what they're looking for. I found that just the 30-minute discovery call is really helpful.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So if people that are dealing with food issues, or, you know, what am I supposed to eat? What am I supposed to leave alone? How do I even begin? Do you actually do food counseling or food coaching with them?
Yeah, I can do that. I can help with meal plans, menu planning, grocery store. The grocery store has its own really big component that I think is super helpful for people. So yeah, I can resources, where to find things, where to order things from. Access is a big component, I feel like.
That's awesome. That's so great. That's so good. So this is really important for folks, especially now when our world is so topsy-turvy. We are being bombarded daily with, you know, what to eat, who to see, what TV to watch, what shows are great, what to listen to, what political party you should be on, you know. All of it's being slammed into our consciousness on a moment-to-moment daily basis. And so it is vital that we, as an individual society of humans, that we take responsibility for what we want our lives to be about. And when we look at our nutrition and we look at how our body system is feeling, how we are responding to stress, and how we are connected spiritually to others, we have one step forward in our well-being. So this is an opportunity for you to get the amazing support for your life. So go ahead and give Erin a call, give her an email, let her know that you're interested in moving forward with your health, with your well-being. And if you want to connect to me from the Empower Me Show, you can go to TheEmpowerMeShow@gmail.com, or you can connect to me at BrightButterflyEnterprises.com. And I will be back next week, same time, same place, And we'll be doing the Light Language and Energy Transmission Show on the first Thursday of next month. So I am thrilled that you came. I'm thrilled that we get to be together and get to do more of this yumminess. And I'd love to have you back to talk more about how we bring it all together into this nice package for our well-being. And any last words before we part for somebody to who's curious to take home with them?
First of all, thank you for inviting me. This was lovely. For everyone listening, just choose one thing. Just choose one thing.
All it takes is one. One choice, one thought, one breath at a time. We love you. Be well and know that your life is up to you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.